Now, on Wednesday, I went up to Kappa Hospital for the unveiling of some new wooden garden benches donated by Finglas Men Sheds. And I had a chat with Angela Lee, who's the Deputy CEO of the hospital. Now, I'm here in Kappa National Orthopaedic Hospital, and I'm with Angela Lee, who's the Deputy CEO. Angela, we're here at the, I don't know what you call it, the launch or the unveiling of the first of the benches being provided by Finglas Men Shed. But first of all, can I ask you, Angela, can you tell us a little about the hospital?
Yes, indeed. The hospital is over 100 years old, and it was founded by the Sisters of Charity. It's a 159-bed hospital. It's the National Orthopaedic Hospital, and it has patients, both paediatric and adult patients, here waiting for surgery. It also has an active rehabilitation unit, a 52-bed rehabilitation unit. So there's a lot going on here. It's a busy hospital.
And tell me, how did you get involved with the Finglas Men Shed?
Our fundraising arm, which is the Kappa Hospital Foundation, have reached out to some organisations, some voluntary organisations in the community, and they were very happy to team up with the Finglas Men's Shed, who very kindly today have donated the first of four, I understand, very well-crafted benches, which will be a great asset to the patients and the staff from the hospital to enjoy in our lovely gardens here.
And I did notice that they were painted a nice Dublin blue.
I'm not going to comment on the colour now, but yes, it's a nice bright colour. I suppose you're right, Dublin blue. But I understand the other three are going to be different colours, so...
We're going to get a national perspective on this then.
A national perspective, it would appear. Now, I'd leave that up to the guys themselves in the men's shed to decide what colours, but the blue looks really well, I have to say.
Now, I did note, it's a little chilly here today, so I take it the patients won't be using them for a month or so till it gets a little bit warmer. But tell me a little about the garden.
Yes, the site here in Kappa is a 30-acre site. As you can see, it's actually a really nice area. There used to be tennis courts here, but that area has been opened up now to nice walkways. And it's a really nice place for patients to walk post-surgery and, you know, to be out and about, especially when the weather is nice. So they'll get lots of use from them. Really nice benches.
And you know, and that was one of the things that struck me. The gardens are lovely, and I take it is important to get the patients up as quickly as possible and have somewhere nice for them to walk around to help in their rehabilitation.
Absolutely, yes. And there's beautiful walkways, as you see here, beautiful shrubbery, and the grounds are very well maintained. And you're right, it is really important to get out, and to now have someplace nice to sit as well as to walk will be very helpful in their recovery.
And you mentioned the Kappa Foundation. I take it over the last number of years, the health budget has been getting more stretched and more stretched. And I take it that there's more of an emphasis on Kappa needing to get funding from the public.
Yes, indeed. Particularly for capital funding, the Kappa Foundation has been very helpful over the years. They're now 30 years in existence, and they've been very helpful in, you know, acquiring really, you know, state-of-the-art equipment that the HSE would not have funded. So we have been, I suppose, very fortunate due to the support we've received from the foundation to fund items like a 3T MRI scanner, which was the first of its type in the country, in a public hospital. We've also last year received funding through the foundation for 3D navigation spinal software for consultants to use during complex spinal surgery. They've also contributed to the development of the recovery room, which was a new 12-bedroom unit, which we opened in 2016. So they have been been really instrumental in us being able to go that extra mile and be able to provide our patients with the best quality equipment and infrastructure.
And how many patients roughly would go through the doors every year?
In total, over 20,000 patients would come through the doors. That would be through inpatient stays, through day case activity, and through outpatients. So 20,000 roughly would be the number.
It's a rather large number.
Yes, indeed.
And needs support. It's right here on our doorstep of in Finglas. So thank you for talking to me today, and I wish you all the best with the new benches.
Thank you very much.
I'm with Richard Walsh, who's the secretary of the Finglas Men Shed. Richard, tell us, how did you get involved with this project?
Well, a couple of years back, I was a member of a men's group in Finglas, and in St. Helena's House there in Talca Valley, and it disbanded after a few years. It disbanded when things got bad in the bad years that we had a few years ago, and after it disbanded, sometime later I got a phone call from a chap in Dublin City Council, whose name I can't recall at the time, but Terry, and he asked me would I be interested in forming a men's shed in the Finglas area. I said I would, and that's how we started off. We put out a few posters and I asked a few friends and whatever, and said it'd be very interesting joining the men's shed and things.
And what do you do in the men's shed, if you don't mind
well,
me asking?
Well, we're a group of guys of a certain age, or age based on odds, but from some was in their 80s down to the 40s, maybe even one that is only 48, I believe. Men who have time on their hands and don't want to go to the pub and whatever, and like to know and maybe learn a new skill of some kind. Guys who wouldn't be used to fixing things or putting a shelf on a wall or something like that, and that's the kind of guys we like.
And how did you just get involved with Kappa Hospital?
It was very simple, really. Orla, the lady who's kind of in charge up here, says she was looking for someone to make some garden seats. So she came up and had a chat with us, and we were delighted to have her, and that's where it came from. We've done a garden seat for the Kappa Hospital here, and she's very pleased with it. We just delivered it today.
And I did notice it's a nice Dublin blue.
So I believe. I'm not a Dublin head myself, but I believe it is.
And I was talking to Angela Lee earlier.
All right.
And she tells me there's another three.
Yeah, four altogether. Yeah, so we made a sample one for us for our appreciation, and if she likes it, and she's delighted with it. So another three now is in the process now.
And they may be at other county colours, this being a national hospital.
Well, we didn't arrive at a colour scheme yet, but there might be a change of colours on it, whatever.
There could be a little fight over this.
Oh, you never know. You never know, for God's sake. There's so many, what would they call them, difference in counties around, you know. We're bound to get a change of colour somewhere.
And a little bird told me that you may be doing other little projects.
Well, we do the usual run-of-mill thing for men's sheds too. Birds, boxes, seed boxes. We do a nice little wine carrier for the table, for putting your bottle of wine on and stuff like that. And we also do the things for hanging medals on and stuff like that kind of thing, you know. Anything at all, really, that someone said it would like, and we have a go at anyway, you know. I'm a wood machinist by trade, so and we have a few little machines down there which we've acquired in the 2 years we've been in existence, and it's going very well. And can I add at this point that he's welcome to any man in the area, or even outside the area, it doesn't matter, to join us.
And tell me, if somebody wants to join, how do they do that?
Well, my name is Richard Walsh, secretary, and my 087-691-4923 is my mobile phone, and you can get me anytime there, and I'll put you in the right direction.
Richard, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Now I'm here with Orla Gilroy, who's head of fundraising at the Kappa Hospital Foundation. Orla, how did you get involved with the Finglas Men's Shed?
Hi Michael, thanks for coming today to join us. Really, the idea to join with the Finglas Men's Shed is on the back of the Buddy Bench concept. The Buddy Bench is an initiative that was set up by two Irish ladies, and really a buddy bench would go into a school, for example, and if a child needs to play with somebody or is feeling a bit isolated, they'd sit on the bench and other children would come to play with them. And when I joined Kappa Hospital Foundation here as CEO last year, it struck me actually that one of the things that we could do for the patients and the staff was to do a similar thing here on the grounds. They're beautiful grounds here. So I contacted the buddy bench ladies and they put me in touch with the Finglas Men's Shed, and they had said that the men's shed across the country build the benches for the buddy bench, so it seemed like a really good partnership. And I got in touch with Paddy and went down to meet them, and really, to be really honest, was just blown away by the community spirit and the passion that they had to want to be part of this project. And we explained to them that it was really something brand new. It was a new initiative for us here at Kappa Hospital Foundation and also for the hospital. And really the idea was to work with the local community to be able to bring the community in to support the hospital, as some of the Finglas Men's Sheds were also past patients, and also to enable patients and staff to sit in the grounds of the hospital. Very often when you're in hospital, we've all experienced to some degree, you can spend a lot of time indoors. And the idea was really to put these beautiful benches that the men's shed would create out on the gardens and on the grass, so that people are actually in the open air and surrounded by the greenery, so that they can have that just step away momentarily from the indoors and perhaps the difficulties or challenges that they're facing. Today is really exciting for us. Today is the first bench. It's just arrived. And I would have to say that it's been made with real love and real pride. We are extremely lucky to have found really such a group of incredibly kind gentlemen who are just down the road who want to do something good within their own community, and particularly for us here at the foundation, but really for the Kappa Hospital patients and for their staff.
Now, I was talking to Angela earlier and she was telling me that roughly 22,000 people,
yes,
come through the gates or the doors here in Kappa every year. And I did note from our own Donny Tarrant,
yes,
being a Cork man, he eyed the benches, the bench colour being the Dublin colour.
He did say it's Dublin colour. I would have to say that perhaps it's an accident, perhaps it's not.
And there are three more benches to
come. There are three more benches to come.
So are we going to be politically correct here and maybe have them as other county colours?
Have other county colours. Well, I would imagine that it will be hotly debated over pints of tea or over big mugs of tea over the next few weeks. I think what we'll do is we will possibly let the men's shed and Finglas determine what colours they want to be.
Now, the other thing I was going to ask you, with, as you say, more than 22,000 people coming through the doors every year, that must put quite a big strain on the budget and need then for quite a lot of donations from the general public and from business. If someone wants to get involved and help out, how can they do that?
You're right, it does. And I'd have to commend Angela. Does an incredible job of managing the budget for the hospital, because as you said, you know, 22,000 people coming through are patients, and also there's their family with them, and there's the dynamic that comes with them. The hospital is very forward thinking in what they do. So it's the National Orthopaedic Hospital. It's very innovative with regards to the equipment that they implement and to the constant improving of their services. They've got incredible staff. So really what we want to do at the foundation is to support them in any way that we can. And people can get involved really from anything, so whether you want to do the mini marathon, whether you want to climb a mountain, whether you want to have a bake sale, or if you're a company or a corporate and you wanted to get involved with it, you know, a tangible corporate social responsibility project, you can get in touch with us. Or if you want to donate and be something part of a bigger project, we're about to launch two pretty big projects. One is 30 for 30, which is, this is our 30th anniversary actually, and we've a big celebratory event on the 12th of April, and we'll be launching the 30 for 30 at that. So somebody can choose to donate, you know, €30 if they want for the year, every month, or on a once-off basis. Or we have, we're about to roll out a campaign probably in May to raise money for a CT scanner, which is state-of-the-art, which will help procedures to come through the hospital specifically for orthopaedic, that will help, you know, will help the hospital, help the staff, ultimately help the patient really. And that's really what it's all about, to support that. So really, if anybody wants to support the hospital through the foundation, they can contact us on info@chf.ie or call 01834 0325. So it's 01834 0325, or if you Google Kappa Hospital Foundation, you'll find us and we will help you help the hospital.
Orla, thank you very much.
Thanks a million, Michael.
Hopefully, being a Dub, I would like to see the three benches
being in blue, you have
different shades of blue. You have a nice light blue.
That's
and,
true.
And
That's
a
true.
Nice dark That's navy true. Blue. You know, just.
That's true. And actually, that was also raised. And I suppose a Sam Maguire in the middle would be the other part of that.
And I'm sure there are a number of the inter-county players are from around the area.
You never know.
You never know
who's listening. Exactly. Thanks a million, Michael.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.